Good afternoon. It's Sunday, and we are recording Sunday night. Shir Simon Shin Ayin Dalet Sif Beis Page Resh Mem Dalet. So today's shir is going to be Sif Beis. We'll discuss the concept of Hoyel V'Hotra Hotra, which we discussed on Thursday's shir, and we're going to distinguish between Erev Chatzeres, where we say Hoyel V'Hotra Hotra, and Mechitzes, where we don't say it. And Siv Gimel and Dalet will be a chazara of all the Yesodos that we've learned in Hilchos Mechitzes, where you have a Chatzer Gedolah that's open to a Chatzer Ketana. Imagine a rectangle with a square on top of it. So you have the wider Chatzer with the smaller one open to it. And we'll have issues of Paretz B'Miluah, of Nir Mibachot, Mishav Mibifnim, and all those cases that we learned way back when. And Siv Dalet will be the same case, just with two Gagas. A larger Gog that's paritz to a smaller Gog, and there we'll have a chazara of some Yesodos we learned in Siman Shin Mem Hei about Mechitzes Nikaris. And if you have an overhang on a roof, does that destroy the good asik? These are for someone who did not join us in the beginning of Chelek Dalet. These will be some unfamiliar concepts. For those who have been with us the entire time, this will be a pleasant chazara of some old Yesodis. So Zakh the Machabas have based. Hey, a Kaisel in Shtei Chatzeres, if you have a Kaisel between two courtyards, the Erev call Achas La'atma, each one makes an Erev by on its own. The Nifrats a Kaisel B'Shabbos, and now the Kaisel is Nifrats, let's say more than 10 Amos, so we have a Piritza between the two Chatzeres, and now they are each open, their parts the Mokim Ha'aser. In the Chatzer A is parts to Chatzer B, and they were not allowed to carry from one to the Kalim. Sheshavs to Bebayis were not allowed to be carried from one chatzah to the other at the onset of Shabbos. Mutarim l'talto kol haShabbos kol echad bechatzeroi afilu klei habayis. We still say that each individual group of people in their chatzah can still carry even the kelim from their houses, because even though the wall between them fell down, we say hal v'hutra hutra, since it's still a rishus hayachid, there are outer walls surrounding the whole enclosure of both chatzeres. And Mamela, there's no issue in the Mechitzes, it's just an Erev Chatzeres issue, and for that we say, Hoyo v'Hotra Hotra. Where the Carmelist is Aser. A Chatzah that gets Nifrats to Rosh Hashanah through a Carmelist, which means one of our Mechitzes fall down, then it's going to be Aser. Zok, the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, Kal Echad B'Chatzeroi, Da'af the Chal Chatzah Nifrats Atel Rosh Hashanah Cheres, even though each Chatzah is now open to a different Rosh Hashanah, She'ein Mishutof and Yachad. We're open to another chatzar, which were not joined together, and now it's nifrats to a makom ha'aser. We call makom kemi shemein hashmashos hoyam mutter. Hotu achol haShabbos, since being a shmashos, it was mutter. We say hoyam v'hotra hotra. Sifkan chesa afilu klei habayis. The ilu klei chatzar mutter l'talta af mi'chatzar l'chatzar gam kishen nifrats. The klei chatzar are mutter to carry from chatzar l'chatzar, even if there was a piritza in general, because there's no iser mi'chatzar l'chatzar. The Chol HaChatzeres was just Achaz, Chidol El Bereish, Shem and Shinayim Beis, like we learned in the beginning of Shinayim Beis. Tes Aval LeKarmelis Aser, Bezeh LeYamrina Kei Meshotra Hotra, K'moy Damrina Me'ekara, when it comes to Mechitzes, we don't say Hayol HaHotra Hotra, Deshama Nifrat El LeChatzer Shur Rosh Hashanah Yachid. In the case of Chatzeres, it's Nifrat to another Chatzer, which is also a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Ve'im B'nei Melo Shezeh Hu Shal Yachid Bezeh Hu Shal Acher. The only difference is that they belong to different people, and there's a Biyachi of an Erev Chatzeres. This, which is open to a complete different rishos, we don't say hayo v'hotra hotra. And therefore, if you have, let's say, in this area in Hampshire Heights where I live, where we have the shir nightly, so over here the outer fence, which is the area of the mechitza of the entire community, is breached 10 amos, we will no longer be allowed to carry, even though it was already on Shabbos. We would not say hayo v'hotra Hotra. And the Shiloh the Bir Lacha discusses, do we now say that this whole neighborhood is like a Carmelis and you can carry two Amis in this neighborhood and two Amis outside the neighborhood into the adjacent Carmelis? Or do we say no, it's Chatzah Chatzer, and since it's a Chatzer, it'll be usher to move anything even 1 inch from here to outside of the neighborhood? It's just that we can't carry over here because our Mechitzes are down, so we cannot carry more than four Amis within the neighborhood. But we cannot carry a step outside because it's still carrying from a chazer to a carmelist, and the Bir Lacha blives Tzarech Iyun. He says, Ein Lahakal, I believe. Ein Lahakal, he says. Do not be Mekal, even though If the wall of this neighborhood falls down on Shabbos, we cannot carry more than 4 amos within the neighborhood. We treat it like a karmelis, but it would still be usher to carry even 1 foot out of the neighborhood, and we would consider the chumra that we're in a chatzar and outside is a karmelis. There actually were over Yontif a few interesting shilas that were relevant to what we're learning. Erev Chatzeres shilas that came up, they were quite interesting, especially since the new Erev Chatzeres is made at the on Erev Pesach. So there, I believe I have in my head two shilas, but what, maybe today, since we're virtual, we're not live, I'll just try to cover more ground. Let's see if we could even finish the siman. We'll have time tomorrow. Bli Neder, if I remember, we could discuss the interesting shilas that came up. Zok the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Chatzar Katana Shenifrita Kaidim Shabbos B'Milua Ligadela. You have a small chatzar that its wall between it and the larger chatzar fell down before Shabbos. However, this pirtza, the wall of this small chatzar, was less than 10 amos. So imagine you have a rectangle with a square on top of it. Not literally on top like in height, but just in your 2D picture, you have a rectangle with a square. The wall between the rectangle and the square, which is the bottom wall of the square, has fallen down. Now you have a pirtza of less than 10 amos between the square and the rectangle. So what's the halacha? Now, to be honest, we'll see soon in the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a perfect case because the walls of the Eirich walls of the square, the ones that reach the rectangle, are going to enter into the space of the rectangle three tefachim, or more than that actually. And otherwise, we're going to have a situation of nira mi b'chutz shav mi b'fnim. For those who remember that, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah as he delineates all these points. This is the same old ha'aris that we've had many times with these cases, that if you want to have a situation where the bigger chutz, the rectangle, has walls because it has gifufim and it has protruding walls on both sides, the right and the left, but the smaller chutz does not have walls. It does not even have nir mi b'chutz shavim b'fnim walls. Then we have to have that these walls of the smaller chatzar extend into the larger chatzar. If you see in the bottom of every Mishnah Berurah, it has a picture there in the Dirshu 1 and 2. There's also a picture in the side of the Dirshu for those who have it, and it brings out all the points. So the Mechaber says, the bigger one can carry in its own chatzar because it has gifufim and it has walls. And the pirtza has less than 10 amos. The katana is also to carry in its own chatzar because it's parets b'miluai to the bigger one, and therefore it does not have a valid separation between it and the larger chatzar, and they do not have an eruv together. Therefore, the katana is also to carry from their houses to their chatzar. V'hainu, this is discussing kishenichnasan kasli katana legedayla, where the walls of the katana extend into the gedayla, like we spoke about before, and it has in the pictures. Also, the rectangle is more than three tefachim wider on both sides than the square. If not for that, the katana would be mutter. If it didn't extend, the wall did not extend into the gedayla, you would have shavim b'chutz. Near mi b'chutz shavim b'fnim. And if the walls of the katana extended into the gedayla, but they were within three tefachim from the walls of the rectangle of the gedayla, we would say lavud, and then we would have, if it's less than three tefachim, we would not be allowed to say over here nira mi b'chutz. If the I think it means that if these walls from the katana that were sticking out and extending into the gedayla were within three tefachim from the wall of the gedayla, then we would say lavud over there, and then we would be able to say some form of nir mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim, because we would view it as gifufim that would work also for the katana. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sivka on yud shenifritza kaidin Shabbos ilu b'Shabbos amrin on kevah chotzer hotzer. If it happened on Shabbos, since this is only an erev chatzeres shaila, because we have valid mechitzas around the entire enclosure, we would say hoyv chotzer hotzer. Yid alaf v'milua ligadela or tolemer shahayu smuchim zel azev v'kaisel mavsing b'neim and nifritz kol kaisel azev. The rectangle and the square chatzeres were next to each other, and the wall between them came down. Right. The reason why the gedola is mutter, because we view the pirtza into the katana as a pesach. It's less than 10 amos. If it's greater than 10 amos, it can't be a pesach. It'll be a pirtza. The pesach yesem esar amos will have the inchi. We don't make a pesach greater than 10 amos. You give a gedola mutaris. It has extensions, has protrusions from the walls on the side until it hits the area where it's open, and that's considered a valid wall. And the area that's missing, the space between it and the katana, is considered a pesach, not a pirtza. Makan pirtza la kitcha la katana harei kapischa. It's considered a pesach. Yadal lahitzi kainu shishavsi b'bayis ilu kainu shishavsi b'chatzar mutal chatchil lahitzi af lachatzar acheres afilu gushloi irvo yachad. The kelim that are shavas in the chatzar you lachatchila anyways can carry from chatzar to chatzar, like we saw a reish sim and shinai and beis. Tezvavim irva la'atma avalim la'irva afia sura. The mechaber said that the gedolim's mutter to take kelim out from their house into their own chatzar only because they have an erev. If they did not make an erev, their own erev chatzar, as avada, they would be aser to carry even in their own chatzar. Tezayin uktana asura darei kliyos shel nifritza b'milua legedolim she mokem aser la. The katana is aser because the katana is nifrat b'milua to the gedolim. It has no walls. Yudzayin behind the rich lemer imusay katana asura b'shek esalea nechnasin built in the seichak gedolim b'shtayim b'sholish amos kazeh. This is where the smaller one is sticking out 2 to 3 amos, extending into the gedolim, so you don't have a near me b'chod to shav me b'fnim. Yudches muflagim shleish etzvachim. The heinu malkan knisas mechitzas haketana muflagis mikasei orech hagdela shebetzida. The place where the ketana walls enter into the gedolah are more than 3 tefachim away from the side walls of the gedolah. V'ad be'inun shleish etzvachim di lavachim in a love and la orech hagdela havikidu lehaya muflag klal. Then we would view it as not being separated from the wall of the gedolah, and we would have a near mibachot shab mibefnim. Again, if you have the picture of the deer shoe, it makes it much more helpful. It's right here, right next to where we're learning. There's only one picture on the page, and it has a perfect picture over there. There are also smaller pictures on the bottom, which every Mishnah Berurah has to bring out this nekuda. Yates, the loikin hoisek tana niteres v'chalemer. The lehayin nichnas in the belt and cost like tana seicha gedela. If the walls of the katana did not extend into the gedela, which means the square did not extend into the rectangle, hoisek gam katana muteres. Even though when you're standing in the katana, when you stand inside the katana, you don't see any walls. You have nothing sticking out, closing off any part of its fourth wall. When you're outside of the katana, you're standing in the gedola, looking into the katana, you see the walls of the gedola. The walls that are being matir the gedolah can also be used for the katana because they're near mi b'chutz. When the walls of the katana extend into the gedolah, it's clear that the wider part of the rectangle has no shaykhis to the smaller square, to the chatzar katana, because the walls of the chatzar katana extend past them all the way into the gedolah, and therefore you would not be able to say near mi b'chutz shav mi b'fnim. And again, please use the picture over here. It could be I even drew a beautiful picture. If you go back, I'm scared to touch the chat while we're recording. I don't want to mess it up here. I believe I may even have posted a picture. If you go in the media on the chat, I drew one, I think, myself even, of such a case with this chatzar over here. I come out bar, I did. I think if I touch this, it won't turn off. I'm scared to touch the chat, but Akapanim, I believe we did post a picture of it way back when, of the chatzar katana that's nifrat to the chatzar gedolah with these nekudis where it's sticking in, the walls extend into the gedola, and they're more than 3 tefachim away from the sides of the gedola. Ayin shav. And zok the mechaber sevdal. It's similar case, but you're now discussing rooftops and not chatzeres. Gag katan, small gag shenifras kaidim shabbos miluy the gag gadol. Aser lahalis olav kelim sheshavsu b'bayis v'gadol mutter. The katan, the small one, would be aser, and the larger one would be mutter to take kelim from the house. Similar halacha to sif gimel. This is discussing where the mechitzes, where the edge of the roof is no overhang, so you can see good asik on the walls. So the gag itself is a reshus hayachid. If the gag sticks out over the walls, have a karmelis, and the whole thing is a karmelis. Perhaps machlekes will see in the Mishnah Berurah and the Dirshu what's a karmelis. But Akaponim, the main point is you cannot carry on this roof anymore. Mitzayin Hilchas Mechitzis, forget about the fact that it's open to the Katana or to the Gedola. They have no Mechitzis. Elon came Psuach Le Me'abayis Chalon Arba Al Arba. Unless there's a window from the house that's open to this Gag, that's 4x4, that will make this Gag Also, Chazara from Siman Shin Mem Hei, even though it's not really Rishus HaYachid, it's Chayri Rishus HaYachid, you'd be allowed to carry there. So this is exactly a good point. Forget about the Erev Chatzeres Shiloh, which we discussed in Siv Gimel, which is Negeah to the Gagas also. But when it comes to the Rishuyis itself, to consider a roof of Rishus HaYachid, you cannot have a Gag that's boilate over the walls that would kill the good Asik. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it has to be boilate for Tfachim to kill the good Asik. So the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kana Chav Gag Kotlin, Avalim Shnei Gag and Shavim, if both gagas are the same width, they're both nifritzu b'miluin to each other. Now they will have an erev chatzeres issue, and neither can carry. Over here, we don't have to have a nifratz where there was a wall and it fell down. We never made a wall. We have two gagas open to each other, and that's our shiloh over here. What's the halacha? Chabez kodem Shabbos. Di b'Shabbos aminim came shohutra hutra chanal. It happened on Shabbos. We would say came shohutra hutra. Chav gilu b'miluah the gag gadol. Hayinu shekol gag ha'katan hayim mechuvin neged gag ha'gadol hasamach loy. The entire cotton is like again a square next to a rectangle. Umari nami shalei irvu baleim yachad v'gam shein gag ha'katan max v'gilu semi yaser amis. There's no area between the two gagas, and the nifrat miluah is less than 10 amis, and that's why the gadol can view the opening to the cotton as a pesach and as a pirtzav. Chanal b'sif gimel. Sif cotton chav dal cotton also lahalis darin nifrat l'rishus chaveri ha'aser loy. Chav hei sheshavsu b'bayis ilo kelim sheshavsu ala gag v'kelim l'rishavas in the gag mutu l'tal tulam afilu l'gag chaveri b'li erev klam chanal b'sif mishinai b'sif alaf. The gag l'gag does not need an erev chatzeris, only the kelim from the house. The God can take from his house onto his roof because he views the opening to the cotton as a pesach. Their roofs were smooth and not slanted. If the gag does not have an overhang, near mechitzas abayis la'inu lasvas hagag, we can see the edge of the roof, which is the good asik walls. Kishemistakim tachas raglayim. When we look under our feet, va'azamrina good asik mechitzta kilu mukav mechitzas amayin lasav hagag. And now we have walls around the roof with good asik. Ava gashay hagag boilet min haksalim v'lachutz ein mechitzas abayis nirin. V'in oimer good asik mechitzta. If the gag sticks out, again, four tvachim is the halacha, then we don't say good asik, we'll have a karmelis v'asal the taltam v'chol echach ein l'shum mechitzas afilu kelim. And now we have, forget about a chatzeris problem, we have a mechitza issue now. If the gag is boiled, there's an overhang of four tefachim, and you can't carry anything on any roof more than four amis. It has to stick out four tefachim to make a problem. There's a window open to it that you use. The entire gag is a chayyur rishus hayachid and does not need separate mechitzas. Let me call malkin. This only helps to carry the kelim that is reshavas on the gag. The yesh alav aydeiz hashem rishus hayachid. We just established mechitzas by saying it's chayyur rishus hayachid. Aval lahalis alav kelim shushavsu abayis also kozman shalei irvu yachad kelim shein mechitzas nikaris alav. Since there are no mechitzas nikaris, we're not going to allow you to take out kelim from the house onto the gag. Only kelim that were already on the gag, those you're allowed to carry all over the gag, and really to the other gag also, because we have this halacha of chayri rishus hayach. Okay, now we went a little quicker than usual. I wanted to finish at the end of the siman, and that will leave us a little time tomorrow to discuss maybe a shiloh or two. But there's a lot of raid over here that I really have that I wanted to share. For lack of time, I'm going to have to do some triage because there's raid about the gag ha'boilet, which we discussed, we can chazer. There's raid about the nirami v'chot ha'shabim mifnim. But one nakuda that I need to speak out, pasha for pshat tovna, that many people listening may have this question themselves. So this is going to take precedence. The question is, we were so busy in Siv Gimel showing you the pictures and discussing where the katana, the walls of the katana are boiled into the gedola. They extend into the gedola. Otherwise, we're going to have a near mibachutz. Frek the shaila is, what's the question? The question is, when it comes to the gagos, then it's not possible to have walls from the katana that extend into the gedola. It's just two flat surfaces. There are no real walls. It's good asik walls. So the chayra, even the gag katan should have a din that you're allowed to carry because of nira mi b'chutz to shav mi b'fnim. And that's a bomb question. And to listen to this lumdus, look at the bir halacha, the last one on page Reish Mem Dalet. The last bir halacha on page Reish Mem Dalet says, Hadolei mishteri gag katan b'gifufei gag gadol. Why are we not matir the smaller gag with the gifufim of the larger one? Mishum nira mi b'chutz, mishav mi b'fnim, kadalabasiv gimel. We say that there as if there are gifufim here, I did the good asik and the bigger roof. Then came the hani darba zeh the gam the gabi katan. Yishloimer the chiyamrin and good asik the gabi gag hagadol atzmai. I have a loyla hater a gag katan be gifufe gadol. So the bir alach is quoting a ritva, and he is saying alumnus tzarechi and how we understand that one can think about this a real lamdik and we're trying to work this out. He's saying good asik says it allows us to view as we have lumdish walls that are going to be matter the tilt on the gadol, but are not going to be lumdish enough that now we can say nira mi b'chot to shav mi b'fnim. That's something to think about to take home with you about today's shir. It really is. I feel terrible. A lot of rain over here. I punched it out of time, and there is a mile of keeping the shir up to 20 minutes. So we're going to stop over here. When kumbuk at the deer shir number 23 for some good old rain we discussed back then. Also number 25 in the Dirshu, good old raid from Simon Shin Mem Hey. We'll stop here tomorrow, Shin Ayin Hey, back in Shul, live regular time. And I hope they have time to discuss a Shiloh or two. We're starting a new Sugya, Simon Shin Ayin Hey. Have a good night.